Good morning. Thank you, Frank. Bend police have caught the man wanted in last weekend's stabbing in Northeast Bend. Officers arrested 42-year-old Patrick Olstead just north of High Bridge on Thursday. He was taken into custody without incident. Officers had been looking for Olstead since last Saturday's stabbing. And Elk Lake Resort, the water there has been sanitized and they are open for business. Norovirus is to blame for the sickness of dozens of people at the resort recently, though we'll probably never know the source of the norovirus. Fecal samples tested positive for norovirus, but the water system tested positive for coliform bacteria. Tom Kuhn with the Deschutes County Health Department says Elk Lake Resort's water system has been sanitized and given the okay to reopen.
Tests this week have come back negative for coliform in the water, so the water is looking good. They're going to continue to monitor it, though. And also, we haven't had any illness in the last week, so it looks like, things are beginning to subside, but we're going to definitely keep a close eye on it and work in conjunction with the resort.
And norovirus is the leading cause of foodborne disease in the U.S. The City Club of Central Oregon tackled immigration reform on Thursday. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer talked with those who spoke to the group.
Jim Ludwig with Oregonians for Immigration Reform says Oregon is greatly affected by this issue.
Oregon is kind of caught between a rock and a hard place. The rock is California, where there's 25% of all the illegal aliens, and the state of Washington, which openly gives driver's licenses to illegal aliens. Washington is the only state in the West Coast that does that.
Dan Larson, a Bend-based U.S. immigration attorney, says America has failed to deal with this issue for years.
There needs to be some kind of reform to fix this issue, because the world is changing and the U.S. needs both skilled and unskilled workers. And frankly, immigration is what the United States really is all about.
Both speakers feel it's time for the federal government to act on immigration reform. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
Federal authorities have linked at least two men involved in a jewelry theft ring to the jewelry heist at Saxon's Fine Jewelers in the Old Mill District last May. Bruce Plummer, one of the co-owners, says they hope to finally get some answers in this case.
Yeah, we believe that it could be the fellows that did this, and we've been anxiously awaiting, and we're just waiting for more information, and it would be nice to have closure to this whole ordeal.
So far, police have arrested five men in the ring. Two of the men, 39-year-old Michael Young and 36-year-old Ernest Reamer, both of Florida, have appeared in a Multnomah County court for conspiracy charges. They're charged with several jewelry thefts across the country, including Saxon's right here in Bend. And there's a new law in the books in Washington as of yesterday that says if someone's pulled over for DUI, their car is automatically impounded for at least 12 hours. Sergeant J.J. Gunderman says the law is designed to prevent a repeat of a case in Whatcom County a few years ago.
He took the suspect home, gave her keys, told her she's not to drive anymore, to which she got a taxi, got back out to her car where it was left, and she got back in the car and drove and hurt somebody very seriously.
Now the car will be held for 12 hours, although if it's owned by someone else, the car owner can retrieve it sooner. And this is the weekend when our skies will be dotted with color and a familiar whoosh sound of hot air balloons that could wake you up early in the morning. The 8th annual Balloons Over Bend begins today and runs through Sunday at the Old Mill District. Event organizer Sandy Henderson says this year it's got a brand new look and a brand new purpose.
We moved the date from late May and June to the middle of July to get some better weather. But we've also merged with Saving Grace Children's Festival, which we're really excited about. We think that Saving Grace does an amazing job in the community and delighted to be working with them on an even bigger and better event in Bend.
Henderson says there will be seven piloted balloons that will be flying around the area on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday mornings shortly after 6 a.m., and they're planning a night glow Saturday night at dusk. Henderson also says they expect several thousands of people to attend events at the Old Mill. And that's a look at our local news so far today. I'm Kim Birchfield for News Talk 1110, KBND.
And thank you so much, Kim. 10 minutes after 6 o'clock. Look up in the sky. It's a big balloon. Well, they launched about 10 minutes ago, or at least that was the target time. So be looking from the from the Old Mill area.